We have a bill that's working through the legislature right now to address the problem of copper wire theft. And it's modeled after or similar to the bill that we did last session to tackle the theft of catalytic converters. The method is a little different. The catalytic converters was a little bit easier to tackle. You know, you just mark the catalytic converter and that kind of solved the problem of being able to identify stolen catalytic converters. In this case, copper wire is a little bit more difficult to identify as stolen. So instead of doing something with the actual substance, the copper wire, the bill would call for anybody selling copper wire to have a license. And what that would do then is if a scrapper or somebody is buying copper wire, they have to be satisfied that the person that they're buying it from has it legally and is supposed to have it. And folks like licensed electricians, I believe licensed plumbers, and other people who work with copper wire regularly and normally have extra copper wire will already have this license. Those who will be in a position to legally have this copper wire to sell will be able to purchase a license and be able to do it that way. Folks who, like your average homeowner that might have excess copper wire from doing a project on their own, can still recycle copper wire for free. No license is needed. It's only when people go to sell it to make sure that the scrapper or the person buying the copper wire can ensure that they're getting the copper wire legally and from somebody that is supposed to have it. And the reason why this is a problem is in the metro, particularly the East Metro, we're seeing folks come in and strip out the wires from street lamps. And maybe $50 of wire or $100 of wire could cause thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage when it comes to repairing these structures, light posts, and other things throughout the city. So it's become a real issue and indeed a safety issue. There's some places where the lights are out and accidents are happening. So it's becoming a crisis level issue that we're really working hard to solve. So I'm kind of excited to see that work its way through, and I'm hopeful that we'll get it across the finish line this session.